Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. The great Colonel Alan West, one of his blogs yesterday, one of his columns. Here's what personally bugs me about the Oprah for President hoopla. First appearance of the new year with Colonel Alan West here on Talk Radio 1210. Colonel, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dom. How are you doing,
my friend? Very, very well. I was glad to see that you wrote about this. I can't picture Alan West watching the Golden Globes on Sunday night when you saw Oprah. Maybe you saw a little bit of it after that.
Yeah, and I started out by saying I was not watching the Golden Globes. I mean, I had more important things that I could be doing. But, of course, you know, your news feed and everything blows up, Oprah for 2020. And so I went back and, you know, watched this little speech and everything, and I'm just of the, so what? We've been there. We've done that. We've had a charismatic person that was great at giving the speech, rah-rah. The economy tanked. ISIS was created. Look at all the other things that happened in those 8 years of Barack Obama, doubling the debt. We don't need to go back to there. But I just think that everyone is so focused on these, you know, entertainment personalities and whatever. But Oprah Winfrey is not the type of person we need to have as a commander-in-chief of our armed forces or the leader of the free world.
Well, I agree. And the message, though, is very reminiscent, but maybe even up the ante a little bit more because of how well-known she is, of hope and change, or hope. In other words, Oprah will bring us together, just like the promise of President Obama.
Well, yeah, it's the exact same thing. I mean, I guess Oprah's going to go over and have a book club with the mullahs in Iran. and she'll sit down and ask Kim Jong-un to cry about his bad relationship with his dad. And, you know, everything will be good in the world. And maybe she can sit down with Vladimir Putin and she can have an interview show. And, you know, he can talk about, you know, why he was a KGB agent. And she can, you know, ask him to get in touch with his inner feminine self or something. I don't know. But it's not the direction our country needs to go.
There's another whole column. You're on a roll there with that, without a doubt. So yesterday now, I don't know if you're watching this in real time, and I realize some of it's President Trump style, but I think we have the upper hand here with the Dreamers. You were in Congress, but there is emotional pressure, you know, to the public that doesn't follow this stuff. These are just five-year-old kids in their view who were just brought here yesterday by their parents or a few years ago. They don't know any better. You're going to kick them out and separate families. That's what we're up against if you're in Congress and you're in an unsafe district, as you were, to deal with this.
Well, the first thing is you redefine this whole word about dreamers. All American children are dreamers. My two daughters, who are 24 and 21, are dreamers. So we don't need anybody specifically addressing or calling people dreamers because of an ideological agenda. The most important thing is that we're a nation of laws. We're a sovereign nation. We have to make sure that everyone understands that this thing called illegal immigration is illegal. We can look at how we're going to fix it, but the most important thing, we have to fix the situation with illegal immigration. And I would just go back and remind everyone about the story of Kate Steinle and what happened to that beautiful young American woman who was a dreamer who had her life taken away from her by a criminal illegal immigrant. So we're going to end the chain migration programs, the diversity visa programs. There will be no state, there will be no city in the United States of America that will declare itself a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. Those are the things that we do. Then the other thing we're going to do, we're going to fix our border situation. And then we will come up with a means by which we repair this DACA situation, which was just an executive order unconstitutionally done by the president.
All right, all true. But you saw the president yesterday, and I'm asking you, I'm trying to fight off people saying this is all strategy. I like your strategy better. You can be civil. You can talk nicely about grandkids and weather and football and all that in the beginning. And then say, look, here's the deal. If we're going to do anything with these kids, then you're going to have a wall. You're going to have the things you and I just talked about and agree. Mm-hmm. even that would be painful for me. But I get it. The position they're in, Colonel, might be different than the positions that you and I are in at this point. But there was, that wasn't the premise yesterday. That's what's difficult.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, the problem that I see on our side too often, Dom, is that we don't realize when we have a moral high ground and we surrender to the other side because they go after this emotional tug. The greatest emotional tug is to make sure that we preserve a constitutional republic to pass on to subsequent generations. And that's what the president should have gotten across. When I hear the president of the United States of America say, even if you pass something bad, I'm going to sign it, that sent shivers down my spine. And he does not have to acquiesce to people who believe that they can take away a high ground that he has. The president has an incredible wind behind his back right now. If you look at what is happening with our economy, you look at what has happened with our foreign policy and national security, and he needs to ride that wave.
I couldn't agree more, and I like what you're saying, to wrap it in the dreams of our kids and American kids. And talk again constantly when he talks about the American worker under fire. That reverberates in all these swing states that he won. People are concerned about that.
You're absolutely right. And another thing, if you want to talk about, you know, look at black unemployment, the lowest it has ever been historically, you know, counted. Now, illegal immigration is counter to black unemployment, you know, getting minorities, you know, back into the workforce and getting them be able to again, participate in the American dream. So take the language back away from the left. That's what we always fail to do. We always allow them to dictate the language. So whoever came up with this word dreamer, we need to turn it on them.
Absolutely. Where do we find all things Colonel Allen West?
Well, just like you did, allenbwest.com, and I'm up here in Washington, D.C. right now. I'm a board member of the National Rifle Association.
Ah!
So we're having our winter board meeting, and one of the important things, we got to get national reciprocity. We got to make sure that the Second Amendment is the law of the land.
Well, I agree, and sadly, we have two or three of our Republican congressmen in this area that voted against that.
Well, shame on them.
Absolutely. Glad to know you're on the NRA. That restores faith there, too. Hey, Colonel, enjoy the swamp.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm going to have to, you know, fumigate myself or something here soon.
Thanks, Colonel. Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.